Yo, what up? What up? You joining the Van Boy Podcast?
How y'all doing out there, Chi-Town? How y'all doing out there?
It's been a minute. This is episode technically 3, but it may be 2 the most. So
yeah,
we'll go with two. It's episode 2.
Yeah.
Me and my man Slim, welcome to the Van Boy Podcast, episode 3, January 20th, 2017. A date that shall live in infamy.
Yeah, since y'all haven't heard of us for a while, let's start off by saying Happy New Year to y'all.
That's right. It's been since mid-December. Yeah. We planned on doing a New Year's episode, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah, you know that. Holidays, family. Yeah, you know how that goes.
Things get a little hectic. I'm sure everybody out there understand that. But we back. New Year, 2017. We wish everybody the best in a productive and prosperous new year.
Yeah, and we back with a bang.
Inauguration. With a new fucking president, man.
Wow.
I can't believe it. It looks crazy. I watched the inauguration. I was at work.
I was getting up back and forth.
It's a long process.
Yeah.
It's like singing and prayers and different people speaking. Some people I've never seen before. I'm like, it's too much. So I'm like, I got up back and forth, but I did catch Trump speak.
I did debate about it.
And Trump was like, it looked like he was still campaigning. First of all, the crowd was whack.
Mm.
His crowd was terrible. There wasn't any people out there. And the only people I saw out there were people with Make America Great Again hats and American flags. It was definitely his people out there. So that's why that explains the small turnout. And right now, as we speak, Washington, D.C. is turning up.
They're flipping out, man. I was following on Twitter, man. I saw there was a lot of protests going on out there, man. Like, a lot of people, man.
Man, they busting out windows and shit.
They were purging.
I saw Bank of America windows get busted out. It's madness. Garbage cans getting thrown around. People jumping on top of cars. I'm like, this isn't the way to go about making change.
I haven't seen anything like this during the inauguration before.
I mean, inaugurations are it's a celebration.
Right.
It's going into a new era. But for some reason, this shit looks bizarre. It looks like bizarro inauguration. Like, I don't know what's going on. Trump looks like a TV character. He looks like he's still in character still on The Apprentice.
Right.
And Barack and Michelle, I mean, God bless them. We love our ex-president and then first lady.
Yeah.
They looked like they didn't want to be there. They looked like they were just trying to hurry up and get up out of there. So, strange sounds for everybody.
The protests and all this violence is the introduction. As you become a president, is not a good look. That's not a good introduction as becoming president. That's not a good way to be welcomed.
No.
That's not good.
Not at all.
I mean, so, what do you think that means?
I think it means that Trump has a lot of work to do. He has to stitch up these wounds that he opened up to get to where he is. Like, he got a lot of people's feelings involved. He got people, like, a lot of hate is going around. Like, it's scary, and it's like at a really touchy point right now, and it's up to him to fix it. I mean, listen to his speech today, you can tell that he was trying to ease his way into unity. He did make a part at the end where he talked about we're going to be one nation and no matter who, everybody has the same blood inside of them. Like, okay, I get it. I see what you're trying to do.
Man, he's a businessman. He's supposed to say those things. Plus, he's the president. That's his introduction. He's supposed to say things like that. He's a businessman, man. He's selling us a pitch. Did you believe him?
No, I don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth. I don't. I can't. I don't believe anything.
I mean, he just had a confrontation with John Lewis on Twitter on MLK Day, man.
How disrespectful can you be, man? John Lewis, somebody that's... I mean, for those that aren't familiar with him, he's in Congress right now, but he was a big part
of the civil rights movement.
He had his boots on the ground during the civil rights movement. Can't nobody take that from him.
And this guy disrespected him on MLK Day.
Right, he got his head split open. He was one of the freedom riders. John Lewis is a man of respect. Like, nobody should be disrespecting that man at all, and nobody should be questioning his opinions. If he don't like you, he don't like you. Deal with it. He's John Lewis. You know what I'm saying? Some people earn that respect to voice their opinion and not have to be belittled for it. But you choose to pick a war with a civil rights activist. Hey, that's on you. You have a lot Donald Trump has a lot to fix right now as far as the damage he's done and the damage that the country is already enduring, period. You know what I'm saying?
So what did he say during his speech since you watched it? I didn't even want to watch it.
Like
I said,
most of his speech sounded like his campaign. Like, yeah, all I heard was, we're going to make America great again. We're going to open factories. We're going to get jobs back. This is going to be great. But then, I mean, he did flip it to a unity thing where he started talking about different races and we're all one people. We need to work together. Everything's going to be great. But it's like you're still trying to pitch to me. Like, you're already there. I don't need your pitch. I don't need your sales pitch. Right. Like you said, he's a businessman. So the sales pitch is his thing. And it's like you got to get out of sales pitch mode, man. I need some confidence in you, man. I'm not very confident in you or this fucking country right now. Like,
right.
I don't know what's going to happen. So, I don't know, man. It kind of makes you think, like, what are we going into and what did we just lose with Barack going out of office? You know, it's a lot of things coming back at Barack, like he didn't do enough. I've been hearing that a lot.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot, too, mainly from our people, and I'm kind of disappointed in that.
What do you think about that? Because I argue with people all the time. Like, I mean, this is an impossible position that he's in to appease white people and the black community. It's impossible to make everybody happy. He's the first.
Yeah, and I think when it's all said and done, Barack will go down as one of the greatest presidents to ever run our country.
I agree.
And I'm not just saying that because I'm African-American. This dude has done a lot. His first term, he gave home buyers a rebate for first-time home buyers. Then he pretty much saved Detroit with the car industry.
Right.
He got Bin Laden. He brought the troops home.
How soon we forget about Bin Laden?
I mean, Obamacare, healthcare for everyone.
Right.
And not only that, the way he honored his wife, Michelle, and the way he just conducted himself as a man of character and a man of class. This guy was president for 8 years. You never heard a scandal or anything about this man.
True. I mean,
and this is not only that, man, his inauguration, like unlike any others, back in the day, you used to see the president just sit in the car, roll down the window, wave. He's the first president where I recall that guy that actually walked and waved to the people, got up, shook hands, and did everything. So he was for the people. He is for us. And I think he represented, like, when he said hope for everyone, he really believed that. You know what I mean? And I don't think how anybody can say anything bad about that, man. Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
But then when Bush was president, people were quiet.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Wanted change. People asked for change. And they got change.
Right.
I mean, everybody hated. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but the majority of the country, you can tell by Barack's turnout when he got elected, that a majority of people were tired of Bush. They were tired of that.
Yeah.
And people want to change, they got change.
Right.
As a matter of fact, you got a bunch of change that you weren't even prepared for.
Right.
Like, America wasn't prepared for a black president.
Right. People don't understand Barack had to undo what Bush did.
Yeah. He had to fix that.
Right. People don't understand that.
The auto industry, the housing industry.
And he did it all without going to war.
Corrupt
banks. He didn't even go to war. Right. Majority of presidents go to war.
He got Bin Laden.
He
brought troops back. I was going through a list earlier today of what people call Barack's top accomplishments since he's been in office.
Okay.
And people tend to forget a lot of the things that he's done. I mean, everybody knows Obamacare. I mean, the healthcare reform.
Right.
That was a good thing.
Definitely.
And that's going to go down in history as one of the greatest things that a president has done. Now, they're going to, Trump and his people already, I heard already on the first day that they're already trying to repeal stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is, all they're doing is trying to change the name of it. They want to keep the proponents of it. They want to keep the hardcore stuff, the intricate parts of it. They want to keep that, but they just want to repackage it to where it's not Obamacare.
Right.
To where it's something else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they think they slick with it, but at the end of the day, Barack is going to get props for this.
Yeah.
Because he was the first one to bring it.
Exactly.
They can't erase that.
Yeah.
Even though they're trying. So like you said, Obamacare, you said he rescued the economy. Economy was going to shit.
Yeah.
I mean, gas prices was crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He maintained the gas prices.
Like, jobs were low. Unemployment was at an all-time high since the Depression. It was messed up out here.
Yeah.
He put us back on track. You can't say he didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of things haven't changed, but a lot of things have gotten better.
Exactly. Well said. Well said.
What
do you think about the black stars that went and go visit Trump? What do you think about that?
I don't know what to think about that, man. In a way, I'm mad at them because I know they have to be cognizant of Donald Trump's intentions. I'm pretty sure, like, Steve Harvey, Jim Brown,
Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis. I mean, Ray.
Kanye.
Ray, I don't know. Ray kind of, I don't know.
But what do you think what do you think the meeting was about? I don't even recall them saying what the meeting was about. What
they
was
won't the say?
And that's what I don't understand.
I mean, but no, but Steve Harvey came out and said that his meeting was straight to the point, helping the black community and helping the school systems and all of that. Steve Harvey said he went in there on business, which I believe him. I think Steve Harvey and Jim Brown, I think, went in there on business. But at the end of the day, it's not about what your intentions were when you went in. It's about what the perception is of the people when you come out. You came out in Trump Tower with this dude, with this guy hanging his arm around you. It looks like he was using you. He looked like exactly. He was using you for politics.
Exactly.
Whether your intentions were good or not, we don't know. We don't know what like you said, we don't know what the meeting was about. We don't know what they discussed.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. If you went in there about business, talking about black issues, I feel like we have a right to know.
So you are disappointed about it.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed by it.
I was a little salty about it too, man.
I'm disappointed, especially by Jim Brown. And not only that, I mean, if that was the case, if you was really concerned about black issues, why you did go try to go talk to Barack then? You know what I'm saying? Try to unify something, to come up with a plan that really could have helped us.
And these are the same people.
Like, I don't understand that.
These are the same people that say that Barack didn't do enough.
Exactly.
But you go to Trump the first opportunity. He called you or whatever. Because I heard that Trump's people called Steve Harvey. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know how all this was arranged.
I don't even know how does Steve Harvey get in line to Donald Trump anyway?
Right, right.
I'm assuming.
And who's to say these people are to speak on black issues? Who's to say they are representatives?
That's the thing. You got to think about it. I don't know if this is like some diabolical scheme of Trump's people to try to get to black people, but it's like he's trying to pick famous black people that a lot of black people don't really look at Steve Harvey as like a black leader or nothing like that.
True.
Like, how do you pick Steve Harvey and Kanye?
Ray Lewis and Kanye, exactly.
Not to say that those guys don't have a voice. I know they have a huge voice. I know Steve Harvey is huge. But we don't look at Steve Harvey in that light. I mean, we look at a lot of people before Steve Harvey. Like, I know Steve Harvey does a lot. I know he's like,
yeah, he's very active in the community. He's a positive guy. He got a lot of good things going on, right?
But
right.
There's a ton of people, like the Black Caucus and all of that. There's a ton of people that do this for a living. Like, this is what they do. And Trump isn't talking to these people.
Right.
He's picking and choosing who he's choosing to talk to and have these photo appearances with.
Right.
So, and I don't know.
And he's picking people who's not known for normally speaking up in the black community and being like, outspoken like that. You know what I mean? The things that they do, they are involved, but they're not publicly involved, is my point. And he reached out to these people is suspicious.
Right. And not to say that these people's like Steve Harvey and Kanye per se. I mean, I'm not to say that their intentions were bad. Jim Brown, not to say that they had bad intentions going in, that they went in just for publicity.
We just had a right to
know. I know that's not the case. I know that they figured that they had an ear with the president. A lot of people don't get the ear of the president. A lot of people don't get to go and meet the president and voice opinion. So I see why they jumped at the opportunity, but then you got to understand the same reason why Trump is doing it to you. The reason why he picked you anyway in the first place, and the reason why he'll pick you to come to his crib to come and meet him and have the cameras out there waiting for you.
Right.
There's a reason behind that. So right. It's like, I don't know.
After the meeting, you don't come out and say what the meeting was about. We don't hear anything about
pictures.
It.
It's like, right, it's kind of like Trump told you don't say nothing about it when we get down here. And you was like, okay, I won't. This is between me and you. Why not let the people know?
Yeah, exactly.
We the ones
we
that
have
matter.
A right to
you,
know.
If you're speaking for us, we deserve to know.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't get it, man. It's weird. And not to say it's wrong, but it's weird, man. I can't trust it behind 100%. Your intentions of stepping out there with Donald Trump was for us to have 100% confidence that you knew what you were doing. When you went in there, you thought that we was going to be behind you. But the fact that you come out and we thinking like, man, what are you doing, man? Like, you getting all these, like, on Twitter and Instagram is lit.
I saw the picture of Steve Harvey when he took the picture with Donald Trump. He like, he sold his soul.
But he didn't say nothing. Like, you didn't say anything.
He's a radio host.
I don't know, man. Like I said, yeah. I love Steve Harvey. I know he does a lot. And Jim Brown is a legend. Jim Brown is a legend on the field,
yeah,
and on the in the in the civil rights movement. I respect Jim Brown.
Yeah, I just don't like the
but
move.
But I don't want them to be
I respect
used,
them, but
man.
I don't like
yeah.
the move.
I don't like the move either, man. It's,
and I don't mean no disrespect.
And it's crazy. We got to keep saying we don't mean no disrespect because we mean it. We mean it. We don't. We love.
That's
Jim
what
Brown.
Happens when you don't get us involved in things that you do that concern us.
Yeah, you call yourself
have,
trying to be.
We voice our opinion back.
You call yourself trying to step out there.
And again, I don't mean no disrespect.
Superman, but hey, you got to think of other people's motives, man. It's a motive behind everything. You got to think of how you look with the people. So I mean, I don't know, man. So what do you think? At the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new president.
Yeah.
We don't know what's coming. It's a whole new frontier. It's a big question mark. But how do you view Barack's legacy as a whole? Is he going to go down as one of the greatest presidents?
I believe so.
Opinion? Why do you say that?
Again, based off what I said earlier, man, the way he represents himself as a man, how he conducts himself. His first term, man, he gave first-time home buyers a rebate. Like, he avoided war. He brought the troops home. He got Bin Laden. We didn't even know he was going after Bin Laden.
Real shit. I told my wife when I first saw the special report come on, like 2 hours before he came out,
mm-hmm.
like special report from the President of the United States going across the ticker. It was like football was on or something. I'm like, oh, shit, man, this is serious.
Right.
I'm like, either they caught Bin Laden or they found aliens. Aliens are real.
Right.
And that was for real shit. And I wouldn't, and I didn't know if she was going to laugh or not. I told her, and I wanted to see her reaction and see if she laughed. She didn't laugh, so I didn't laugh. So I'm like, hey, I'm dead serious. Either they got Bin Laden or they got an alien. I don't know what's about to happen. I was scared as shit. But I just, maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me. But, so, I mean, he got Bin Laden. And like super like gangster fashion too. Like he was like sitting around with a table with Hillary. Hillary got on a bomber jacket.
Did you see her face?
He got on a bomber jacket looking like he got
Did
on a bomber Obama. Yeah, they just looking like, oh yes, yeah, we about to get this motherfucker. That's what I say. I'm like, they got that motherfucker. They got that motherfucker. So you got to give Barack that credit. That's old Barack resume. Osama bin Laden. You got that motherfucker. So that was a home run for Barack. So yeah, we're gonna so my opinion on Barack isn't gonna go down as a legend. And not just because he's the first black president, but because of his accomplishments, and because he was one of the top presidents to come out with the class and a dignity, no type of scandals, nothing came out about his family, with the media. You know how hard that is to do that
right.
For 8 years under the spotlight.
Every time there was a disaster or a tragedy, he was there. He didn't wait around.
He didn't wait around. Always accountable.
He admitted our relationships overseas with the international people, I mean countries.
They respect us. I mean, Barack got us. Barack earned the United States a lot of respect, and I think that a lot of people around the world look at him that way. But I can't say the same about this next dude. So I think Trump is going to be so crazy and unconventional, and I don't want to say bad, because if he's bad, it's bad for everybody else. So we'll see what happens. So I don't know, man. Trump is going to be so bad that Barack is going to look good.
Definitely.
And we can go to Cuba.
Yeah.
We can go to Cuba. We should have hurried up and went, because Trump might repeal that.
Get them cigars.
Now we can't go. I'm saying Cuba. I want to go to Cuba. I probably can't go now. Thanks, Trump. Okay, we're going to go to a lighter note. We're going to hit some sports. We've enough serious talk. It's a Friday night, man.
Yeah.
It's a Friday night. It's a turn up. I don't know when y'all listening to this, but hopefully it's you know what I'm saying, everybody can sit back, have a drink, have a smoke, whatever you choose to do in your leisure. Sit back, listen to us, and we'll sit back, kick back, and relax, and have a good time. So we're going to lighten up a little bit in the next segment.